In the studio with me this morning from the Warren County YMCA is Stacy Bass, Healthy Living Director. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Emily Brooks with us, Membership and Youth Development Director. Good morning.
Hi.
Good to see you both. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, there's a lot going on at our local Y. You two are just ready, bursting at the seams to tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll go first just because I don't have as much that I'd like to talk about as Stacy does, and she has a lot that's happening in her department. So what I want to talk about for me is summer camp. We are still opening for registration, so we still have some spots available, but it is starting to fill up fast, and it will fill up by summertime. So if you haven't registered for summer camp, be sure to do so. Everything is done online. I'm really excited for this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully our new building is done for us to be in, but as you guys know, contractors and just schedules, it's hard, but we're going to do the best we can to get in there. If not, we'll still just have a great time at the Y.
Where is the new building, if you don't mind me asking?
What was that? Which,
the new building?
It's right across the street from us. We purchased it used to be the First Choice Response Building.
Oh!
Yeah, so we bought that building, and we are turning it into the Camp Meskwaki campus, and that's where we will have summer camp and after-school program.
Okay, so that medical building, yeah.
Yeah, so we are currently undergoing renovations for it, so we're just waiting for it to be completed for us to be in there, but it's officially ours, and they are starting this week on the renovation. So,
well, cool.
Yeah, so we definitely needed more space, which is a great problem to have. So we have that coming. And then registration for summer camp is going to close on April 26th, so I can get T-shirts ordered and get everything prepared for the first day of summer camp for my staff and for parents. So make sure you guys get your kids registered. And then membership-wise, I wanted to let everybody know we will be sending out a letter, but we are going completely digital when it comes to billing and communication. So if you do not have an email on file with us, please stop by the front desk and give us your email, because if you get a bill or we need to communicate something to you, it'll be sent to you via email from here on out starting May 1st. If you do not have an email and you need help setting one up, I am more than happy to help you set it up, go through the safety of having an email, making sure you're not opening up spam emails, things like that. If you are somebody who is just not an email person, not a technology person, that's still okay. I'm going to respect that. I can still mail you bills and communication things if you absolutely need to. But for majority of everybody, I mean, we are really going digital here in the next 2 years. I mean, we're probably going to be just full digital. So
what are the benefits of that for you?
It's just going to be easier for me to communicate faster to everybody, get things to you right away when I know about it.
Uh-huh.
It's faster, it's more efficient, and most people are using email. I mean, about 90% of Americans are using email. So it's just time to get into 2024,
okay,
get up to speed. And
we're saving the planet. We're saving that paper.
Yes. And as most everybody knows, postage is expensive too. So we definitely want to be aware of that. But I just want to be able to communicate to our members faster and more efficiently. So I'm really excited about it, because it's just nice to get all that communicated to everybody. So that's coming.
Okay.
That's it for me.
All righty, Stacy.
Well, it's spring, and spring fitness classes start next week. I know Emily was talking about summer, but we do have a few months of spring. We need to get prepared for summer. So please go online and look at our fitness schedules, sign up for classes. A few fun things I wanted to mention is tonight we have a glow-in-the-dark pound class. Pound is a full-body workout that uses drumsticks. We have black lights set up in the studio for this class. It's going to be a lot of fun. You use pounding on the floor, pounding in the air, rhythmic moves to music. So if you have a free time tonight, come out and join us for Pound. That class starts at 5:45. It's open to anyone who wants to try that tonight.
Okay.
Then we are collaborating with Monmouth Country Club, and we're going to be doing Yoga Happy Hour.
That sounds like fun.
It will be. It is only a five-week program. It's for Warren County YMCA members and the Monmouth Country Club members only. So you got to be a member to come and participate, but it will be at the Country Club from 5 to 6 for 5 Wednesdays, March 27th through April 24th. And this is a beginner class. So if you've never done yoga, you don't want to miss the first night because I'm going to literally walk you through the movements, explain the terminology, show you how to do it. We're going to practice this movement. So it won't be like I've walked into a class and we're doing all the movements and everybody's turning their head like, I'm not sure what that meant. So this way you guys can learn it and learn modifications and be able to jump into it. And by the end of that 5 weeks, be comfortable doing a full beginner type yoga class.
All right. What are some of the famous yoga phrases or poses?
We have our down dog. We have our cat and our dog. If you realize we start learning these terminologies, it is based on nature. So we have a mountain. We have a tree. So everybody's like, okay, we're gonna learn what those words mean other than what they really are.
And people say there's great benefits to yoga. What are those?
Oh, absolutely. It lowers your blood pressure, helps with movement. We lose so much of our movement as we get older. And a lot of times, you know, that sitting at a desk for a long time and standing up is because we're not moving enough. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm so stiff. Well, this gives you that mindful set that you need to do these stretches. Even an athlete who doesn't properly stretch, they realize it later in life. And I get a lot of people that come to either the morning stretch with Carrie or maybe yoga with me, and they're like, you know, it's not a fitness class where I'm working hard, but the benefits have just been tremendous for them because it helps them with the rest of their either life, movement, or their sport, whatever they do.
Okay, March 27th through April 24th.
And most important, we're doing it now at the Country Club. So, you know, those golfers who need to improve that swing, get to yoga. I'm telling you, it'll help them.
All right.
And then I'm really excited to announce our Warren County YMCA Bench Press Club. So I tend to kind of be a favorite for fitness classes, but I didn't want to leave our weightlifters out. And so we have started this bench press club. It will be an ongoing program for our members. With a registration, you get your BMI scale whenever you want it. And you get the opportunity to press weight. We have weight groups from 150 to 400. Each time you do a successful press, you will get a shirt for that bracket. So, for instance, if I press my 150, which is the lowest bracket, I will get the T-shirt that says 150 Club.
Okay.
And then so forth. As you move up, you can get the shirt for the next size if you lift that next weight. And there's no time limit on it. Say you lift 200 this year, and then next year you lift 250, and I'll still be there cheering you on, making sure you get your shirt. We have ordered our records board, so that's what's real important is to get that name up on the board in our weight room. And I just want to do a shout out. We already have a 405-pound lift.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. So more information, obviously, on our website. Emily's really good about getting all this information out through social media for all of our programs. So I encourage you to either get on our Facebook page or get on our website and look, because all of these things are posted on there. And that's kind of where we're at for spring fitness. But now I'm going to turn it towards summer, like Emily did, because that pool will be opening. We are set to open our pool June 1st. The outdoor pool, that is. And right now, currently, we are looking for lifeguards. I know we get a lot of people saying, hey, do you need any help this summer? Well, obviously we need lifeguards, but you can't wait till summer to become a lifeguard. So we have that class coming up next week. It is imperative that if you're interested in being a guard for us this summer, that you register this week for the class next week. Because the class runs March 28th, 29th, and 30th. But there's some prerequisite things that you need to do prior to class, so they need to get that registration in by Monday.
Okay.
So reach out there if you know anybody's a decent swimmer and wants a good summer job and a future for years after that to become a lifeguard.
Okay. What are the hours going to be at the pool?
As always, 12 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And Sundays, it's 1 to 5.
Okay. Can anybody use the pool that's a member?
Anyone in our community can use the pool. Right now, we do have our season passes for sale, so you can go ahead and get your pass now for the summer. Those are purchased at the YMCA. If you're just paying for a daily pass, it's $5 for adults, 3 and older, and it's $3 under 3.
Okay.
And if you're looking for a gift for Easter or anything like that, Mother's Day, whatever's coming up, birthdays, we do have gift cards available at the Y that you can use.
Okay.
And you can purchase for season passes, guest passes, whatever you want it to be for your loved one.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Anything else, ladies, at the YMCA?
We have youth sports coming up, so check out our Facebook page and social media about Ben's Youth Sports. Swim lessons. We'll have summer outdoor pool swim lessons. We got a lot happening.
You guys do. Awesome. You guys have a good staff.
Yeah. We're really excited. We're excited for the warm weather, and we just want everybody to come and have a good time.
Keep up the good work, ladies.
We will.
Yep.
Stacy Bass with us. Emily Brooks, your Warren County YMCA leadership team.